Air quality in Brisbane was deteriorating, so the government got a bit serious about it and started looking at this in the early 90s quite seriously. The Southeast Queensland Regional Air Quality Strategy then was developed. The Department of Environment was looking after the monitoring and modelling. And the characteristics then of that region, the airshed in this case is 135 kilometres by 135 kilometres around Brisbane. And an airshed is an environment then where it will be typically bounded by some natural topographic elements. And once the limits of the airshed have been defined, then people get in and they carry out measurements in it and they model inside that region. So in this case then, this particular region has got hot summer days with light northwest synoptic winds as a characteristic feature. In early spring, the winds are much lower and coming from a slightly different direction, and these then will contribute to the smog events. Now our synoptic winds have scales that are very large, so thousands of kilometres, and they're caused by significant high and low pressure regions over the oceans and the continents, so these big broad scale winds. They'll have periods which are much greater than a day. And in these conditions then, these particular types of synoptic winds will bring smog events to southeast Queensland. The sort of values that we're finding for ozone pollution, we can get a maximum value of about 0.14 ppm, whereas Sydney will get much higher values. The inset there on the VOCs indicates that the emissions throughout that particular airshed are highly specific, and we'll see in some subsequent plots that the emissions then are released in one area and the smog, because it takes that duration to form, then forms in a different part of town. So the people that make the mess at the start of the day, not the ones that actually cop the smog later in the day. The breakdown in terms of inversions, which are critical to ensure that we capture those pollutants near the surface, you'll see that we're looking at Brisbane, Melbourne and Newcastle. This is the height of the inversion layer here, and this is the frequency of the inversions. That fortunately for Brisbane, it doesn't really have a lot of very low inversions, whereas if anybody's lived in Melbourne, you'll notice you have some absolutely disgusting nights in Melbourne, and that's the reason why it has very low inversion barriers at a relatively high frequency. Well, I haven't been there recently, but this is sort of looking at the background national the natural situation in terms of inversions, because the higher the frequency of having inversions which are close to the surface, the more likely it is you're trapping the pollutants near to you, and that means the higher the concentration, the more reactions go on, and the better the smog goes. So Melbourne then has major particulate issues, but certainly because you trap those pollutants close to you, they can't escape. The background of the particles in southeast Queensland then, most of that material is coming from industrial sources. After that, we go down to a pretty even split between just the area background and motor vehicles. And this motor vehicles is then primarily the heavy-duty diesels that produce the particles. And you can see the amounts are quite significant, 22,000 tonnes a year for that particular airshed. For the NOx, completely different breakdown. It's now mostly the motor vehicles that produce the NOx, whereas our industrial source is much smaller. The little background here, in this one here, there were some biogenic emissions of NOx. I said for the greenhouse gas chemistry that we need to know about nitrous oxide, because it's a very potent greenhouse gas and it's the biology that's producing that. In this case, in the smog chemistry as well, the biogenic sources are important. For the VOCs, it's even more pronounced. You can see here, the biogenic VOCs now are a dominant player. And then on top of that, we have the motor vehicle emissions. So that's why when people are modelling smog events, they need to know these backgrounds so they put the correct emissions from the cars in on top.